Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Walking as Children of God. Chapter 8. Acting according to what someone is or doing to try to be. Although we have already commented on the aspect related to the title of this new chapter in the previous chapters, we would like to emphasize further the continuous challenge that is presented to human beings concerning knowing who they are and what they are called by God to do from what they are, for people are repeatedly exposed to propositions that suggest precisely the opposite and in which it is basically taught that a human being has to do to become. Nevertheless, when this challenge or conflict is seen from the perspective of the condition of a Christian being a child of God, we can notice that even the status of a son or a daughter, for the most part, is granted to people also in their natural condition from the moment of birth and not by the achievements that someone previously made. This is why, regarding the condition of a child before God, it is so necessary for a Christian to always have in mind or one's heart the texts that we repeat below. Galatians 4, 7. Therefore you are no longer a slave but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. John 8, 35. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Ephesians 2, 4-5. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved. In the case of granting the condition for a person to be constituted as a child of God, this aspect does not occur because of the merit of the person or because of works that one performed, for considering that salvation in Christ Jesus and the granting of the condition of heavenly children go hand in hand, it is by heavenly grace and the acceptance of this grace, through faith, that a person achieves the immeasurably valuable condition of a child of the eternal God. First, a person is invited by God to receive salvation, the condition of being a Christian, or the condition of being a child of God, so that later, already being saved, a Christian, or a child of God, one can also voluntarily live and walk in the condition received from the Lord through heavenly grace. God does not call any individual to live and walk as a child of his without first offering this individual the possibility and condition of becoming first a child of the eternal heavenly Father. As we have seen previously, every child of God is called to live and walk as such even in one's condition as a child of man. However, if the condition for receiving the heavenly status of a child were a result of works, the proposition of salvation and life offered by God through his gospel would simply be a variation of the weak and useless proposition of life contained in the first or old covenant, the covenant which was associated with the law of Moses and, consequently, with any other similar to it. The challenge or conflict of wanting to be by what one does, rather than to do because what an individual has been first made in the Lord, throws people into the old and resistant conflict between life by the grace of God or life based on works established in laws that try to define in advance the rules for a person to be saved by them, but by which no one can achieve salvation and, therefore, the condition of a child in the Lord. The attempt to become what a person wants to be through works is called in the scriptures the attempt to establish self-righteousness or the righteousness of men. Or yet, life under the law made up of rules and commandments to be fulfilled externally, as if these could make the person become what one wants to be. Therefore, also concerning the matter of the condition of becoming a child of God, there is a vast difference between a person doing works for what one is or doing works to try to become what one aspires to be because of the works one does. In the choice of life for works to become, a person seeks to carry out a series of actions so that, based on one's merits, one has the right to be what one desires. In this case, the foundation of a person's righteousness, ultimately, is the very person and one's works, a reason why this is also so weak and useless. Thus, for a person to be able to understand the condition of being a child of God or according to the heavenly kingdom, one needs first to realize that in this matter, there is a new, unique, and peculiar way for a person to come to God. Romans 10:2-3. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Hebrews 7:18-19. For on the one hand there is an annulling of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness, for the law made nothing perfect, on the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope, through which we draw near to God. As we covered more extensively in the themes about the gospel of God, there are in the world basically two types of righteousness by which people seek to present themselves to God, where one is that which is through faith in Christ and the other that which is through works in which people aim to justify themselves, also called self-righteousness or the righteousness that comes from the law. However, although people can choose one or the other, it is only through the righteousness that is according to faith in Christ Jesus, and not through the works of human beings, that a person can receive the spiritual condition of being constituted as a child of God. In the concept of righteousness that comes from the law, that is, self-righteousness, the person has to deserve it. It is based on the concept of meritocracy. The problem in this situation, however, is that no human being, in one's fleshly or natural condition, has managed and will ever be able to properly comply with the commandments of the laws to which they claim to submit or adopt as their parameters of conduct. In the righteousness that comes from the law, the person has to love, by oneself, first of all, God and one's neighbors to then be loved. In the righteousness that comes from the law, the person must first be perfect to be worthy and accepted. Nevertheless, in God's righteousness, where the Lord's offer for someone to be made a child of God is presented by the Lord through His grace, the process is the opposite. Thus, a child of God, 1, is called to walk in the light because one was first made a child of the light by the grace and goodness of God. 2, loves because one was first loved and had God's love poured into one's heart. 3, practices righteousness because one was first made righteousness in Christ. 4, walks in newness of life because one first received new life in one's heart from God. 5, walks in holiness because one has been sanctified by God and is instructed and strengthened by the Lord to grow in one's sanctification. 6, walks in a manner acceptable and worthy of the Lord because one was made worthy in Christ because of the work of the Lord on the cross of Calvary, and thus was made the fragrance of Christ. 7, walks in the truth because one was first generated by the word of truth, and because Christ sanctifies him or her in the truth. 8, does good works because one was born from him who is good, and because the seed by which one was begotten grants, in the Lord, the possibility and power to walk in what is good and to practice it even while still in the present world. In men's self-righteousness, which comes from the law, the action is in the effort of the flesh for the individual to one day come to be, while in God's righteousness, the children of God already are and find in the Lord what they need for life and godliness according to the will of the Heavenly Father. 2 Peter 1:1-3. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. Therefore, every child of God is called to grow in knowledge and understanding of what is already given to him or her so that one knows what one already is and what one already has. One, however, does not need to do to have the seed of the characteristics of a child of God, For this is already given to him or her by the Heavenly Father from the new birth granted to those who receive Christ Jesus as Lord in their hearts. A child of God needs to grow in the understanding and practice of what one already is in Christ and the Father, and to learn to make appropriate use of what has been given to him or her to increasingly know more about what one has received, as well as to increasingly be strengthened in what is given to him or her by the Lord because of being a child of the Heavenly Father.